I really don't know. It's the first time we've ever been here.
Good story, isn't it? First time he's been in here.
Yeah, everybody's having new experiences. And once again, there is death breath everywhere you turn. It's amazing.
Does anybody know the name of the store? Or we just like to know for our... What is it? Is it Memories
of Elvis? Okay, that's
Memories
great.
Of Elvis.
That's terrific. Well, I hope you're enjoying your day.
Hey, do you have the Elvis toothpick holders here?
No.
You know where... You're out of them?
Do you have any Elvis decanters?
No.
This, with his head that screws off?
I've always wanted to drink right out of Elvis's neck.
Yeah? We're just going... Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Hi. We're doing a radio show.
Well, you didn't have permission to come in here.
Oh, we just thought we'd come in and say hello.
Please don't push me.
Yeah, you don't want us to do that? Don't. No manhandling. No manhandling.
You can handle me.
Do you want some Chiclets?
Chiclets?
We're giving away gum. Okay. All right.
That's
nice. What? Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you. Just don't come back in here, okay?
Can I stand right here and just ask you why?
Because for one thing, you didn't even ask permission to do this, and that's very unprofessional.
Well, we never said we were professional. We're doing a walking tour of Grace.
Away, okay.
What?
Go away.
Do you think that this is how Elvis would have wanted you to treat them, this fan?
We've already talked to the security guard. He's a friend of ours.
Hey, he's a buddy of ours.
Now she's calling the kindly security guard and.
Excuse me.
We're out of your store, ma'am.
You weren't, and you kept...
You're just walking out of your store.
I don't want you in my store.
We're not in your store.
Can you just answer us why we can't be
get
in your store?
Get off the property. Get
off. Excuse me?
Why men say...
Well, it's happened again.
It's happened once again.
All right. We'll go over to our RV now.
Time to take a break. I think it is the magic of Graceland.
What is it about this freaking place? We didn't even do anything. We walk into the store. We ask them, what is the name of the place? No one can tell us the name of the store. And the next thing, the lady with the jet black hair is in our face going, get out, get
and she
out.
She was the second one. The first store owner did the exact same thing. No questions. They came out. She actually grabbed us and started shoving us towards the door. They don't want anybody coming in there with a microphone.
Now, do we have the look of guys that are there to cause trouble? We got Rob there with his Elvis suit on.
Even the security guards weren't upset about it. They didn't even do anything. They just kind of, stood there.
No, that one security guard, I think he was on some kind of life support, to be honest with you.
You know, I thought that lady would come around when we offered her the Chiclets.
What is the deal there? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea, but I can tell you that is the store where we originally had somewhere we were supposed to broadcast last year. That's the store that ended up pulling the plug on us, if you remember, at the last minute. So I'm surprised they didn't put two and two together and figure out who you guys were.
All right, well, we haven't been kicked out officially of the whole Graceland area.
Well, the nice thing about it also is I think we still can enjoy Bobo's little show without going near the store.
We're going to be in Bobo's show. Well, now, here comes the security guard.
Oh, dear.
Now, I think everything's fine. I'm going to see what he's doing.
Oh, nice.
Let's wait for him to come over.
He's smiling. He's okay.
He's like a pretty decent guy. Let's talk to him on the air.
Take care of it, but do it over here.
Aren't all of these stores owned by Graceland? In other words, they all have the same boss?
No, actually, in the other shopping mall, yes, but this mall here is privately owned.
Okay, and here he comes now.
Hi.
I just noticed this man is carrying a gun.
Yes. Yes, we... Is everything all right, sir?
Why she wants you to leave?
What's that?
Why does she want you to leave?
We don't know. We walked into the store, and we were doing a radio show, and we simply said, what's the name of the store?
The door was open.
And she came over and pushed us out and said, get out, get out, get out.
And when she called you fellows over, we were just trying to ask her exactly why she was asking us to leave, because we didn't understand why.
See,
we were just doing a little tour.
With our friend Bobo, and he's waiting to sing there under the tent. We are just doing a radio show. We're big Elvis fans.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Not according to her? You know, when I said, I guess I shouldn't have said we're big Elvis fans, because as soon as I said we're big Elvis fans, he got that look on his face and said, no, you're not.
We were tracking with him, and then he gave us that little look that said, hey, you guys are full of it.
You know, next to the cash register where they keep the list of people you're not supposed to accept checks from, I think our pictures are there.
And damn, they're out of the Elvis toothpick holders.
We didn't even have time to get a toothpick holder.
Let's do a very quick break. We won't move the RV yet, because Bobo's got his big set coming up.
Right.
Back from Graceland, well... All we had to do was step out of the RV for one break, and already the love has begun.
They're getting ready to throw us out of here.
We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show. That's a good show.
We are back. We are still waiting for Bobo Spiewak to get up and do his
Elvis song with Mike and I backing him up as the Jordanaires.
If you just tuned in, we got our very first taste of Graceland hostility.
Mmm, that sure is a good taste, Mike.
Yeah, it's a wonderful taste.
Now what we're doing while we wait for Bobo's song is we're walking over to Shoney's.
Yeah.
Sure enough, it's Shoney's. Open at 6 a.m. for breakfast. I think what we're going to do is ask at the front desk at Shoney's if Elvis ever ate at this restaurant.
And would you say it's safe to say that people who are making money off the memory of the king fear the media, Don?
Yes, Mike. The reason is that they're making money off a man who's been dead for 17 years. You might call them death mongers, as my friend Geraldo would say.
You know, Don.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
A couple of Soul Brothers checking in. Everybody loves Elvis.
Yeah, and Bobo is just stopping traffic with that suit.
Diana and I had breakfast here this morning, and you know what they have right at the front case is chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie.
I got chocolate pie here.
That's terrific.
Hi, welcome to Shoney's.
Hi, welcome.
Are you the Shoney's greeter?
Yes, I am.
Hey, and your name's Onika?
Yes, that's right.
Onika, how you doing, baby? Where are you from?
Kankakee, Illinois.
Yeah, and How is it working at the Shoney's right here in Graceland? Exciting?
Yes, it is. A lot of Elvis fans coming here every day.
Who's the biggest celebrity that's coming to eat at your Shoney's here at Graceland?
I think Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
Really? Shaquille O'Neal. Wow.
she got a celebrity. All right.
Is Shaquille a big Elvis fan?
I don't know. I wasn't here when he came here.
And we understand that you have delicious chocolate pie here.
We have delicious everything here.
But do you have chocolate pie?
Yes, we do have a chocolate French toast pie.
Oh, we love chocolate. I'm going to call Mr. Shoney and make sure he promotes you, okay?
Okay.
Nice meeting you. You know, if the lady over there at the Elvis store was as nice as you, this world would be a lot better place.
Thank you.
God bless you. We'll enjoy our stay at Shoney's. You bet we will.
Okay, we're going over to the pie case, Don.
As you can see, we have the banana split pie, the peanut butter pie.
Ooh, Heath Bar Silk.
Where's the plain old chocolate pie?
It's the French silk, and it appears it's not there anymore.
It appears it has been eaten.
Are they playing Elvis music in here, I think?
The jukebox here is totally stocked with Elvis records.
Fantastic.
All it has.
Do we know, did Elvis ever eat in the Shoney's? Does anybody know, did Elvis ever eat in the show? We're doing a radio show. Do you know, did Elvis ever eat?
No, I'm not for sure.
You're not for sure? How is the chocolate pie?
It's good.
It's good? It's delicious?
It's good.
Can't keep it on the shelf.
There's nothing like a slice of delicious chocolate pie.
That's what I hear.
All right.
I just sprinkled chocolate on mine.
Well, hold on. Can we actually go in the restaurant? Do the microphones go...
Not so far as the booth.
Go all the way in?
The booths are off limits. That's what I understand.
This is as far as we can go, huh?
Yeah. I think this is it.
Yeah? Hey, you got a second?
Oops, excuse me.
You want to be on a radio show? Mr. Busboy?
Hey, do you think I'm not a kid, but do you think I'd get in trouble if I got a free lollipop?
Tony Bear wants you to have one.
Bobo here with my compliments.
Thank you.
Don, would you like a lollipop?
Sure. But some Shoney's has got to be good. It is, huh?
Yep.
Hey, what's your name?
Sherman.
Where are you from, Sherman?
Southfield.
Yeah? Hey, can I ask you a question, Sherry? Sherry, did Elvis ever eat at this Shoney's?
I don't know.
You want to win a prize? We're doing a radio show right now. At the time of his death, what did Elvis's colon weigh?
I don't know nothing about it. I don't know about Elvis.
Should we ask the guy over there?
Oh,
I don't think we want to do that.
We are being blinded by the glow from the back of their necks.
What?
Never.
Is it breaking up, Diane?
No, but there's a patron out here complaining to the young lady.
Oh, dear.
A patron complaining to the lady.
All right, we'll leave. We're leaving now.
Hi. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
What? Hey, what? Excuse me?
I'm talking to her.
Oh. What? Excuse me?
I'll come back later, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I guess she didn't like us.
But,
you know.
What? Who is this? What is this lady's problem?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Besides the obvious.
It's the magic that is Graceland.
It's 40 pounds. That's what it is. No. It's a trivia question.
Would you like to try to answer our Elvis trivia question? Okay. So this is I don't even know you. I will give you this lollipop that I just got in Shoney's if you can answer the Elvis trivia question.
We're doing a radio show, and someone told us that you were complaining about us in there.
I did?
No, I guess not.
You were?
No, you weren't?
In there.
Oh. Well, then I apologize. I'm very sorry.
Would you like to try to answer the Elvis trivia question?
Okay.
At
the time of his death, how much did Elvis's colon weigh? In pounds.
Just a lot of other questions that would be nicer.
Oh, she didn't like the question. What a surprise.
It was 40.
It was 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
It was 40.
Yeah, no, it was 40 pounds. Excuse me? Excuse me, what?
Well, we apologize if we have offended you.
I think you mean it.
I don't mean what? No, Elvis's colon really did weigh 40 pounds.
I do not think you mean the apology.
I sincerely mean it.
A lot of other things that you would ask a stranger, you know, instead of some things like that.
Well, that's our... Give her the lollipop anyway.
Oh, here's the lollipop. You don't want my lollipop? You don't want...
That's
sure? Are you sure you don't want a lollipop? Have a nice evening. Ooh, stick it up yours.
Stick it up yours.
Oh, my. She told me to stick the lollipop up mine. And the kids seem to love it.
Boys,
sure, boys here, have a lollipop.
I think we got an audience here. What? Hey, you know what? She just flipped us off.
Hey, this kid just loved it. You really enjoyed that when the lady told us to stick it up yours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 40. Hey, boys, if anybody ever asks you, 40 pounds. That's the magic answer.
Well, you know, our second trip out of the RV to the other side, the people at Shoney's were very nice, but that lady did not seem to like us.
Now, who said she was complaining about us?
Well,
because although she did hate us, I don't think she was complaining about us.
Well, I was standing up front just checking the signal, and she goes up to the young lady at the door and says, "You might want to get a manager. These boys in here asking questions about Elvis that I just don't think are right." And then I heard her say, "I don't want to wrestle with them."
Oh, but I want to wrestle with you, baby. Oh, do I want to wrestle with her.
And did she flip us off?
Yes, she did.
Oh, goody.
After she said that you could shove the sucker up your ass. Well, it's the magic of Graceland.
You betcha.
It's almost showtime. We're about ready to go on stage and back up Bobo Spiewak.
All right.
As he does the Elvis karaoke. Hey, there's Chicklet. Chicklet. Hey, there she is.
Chicklet the lady.
Hey, Chicklet. Hey, Chicklet. Elvis fan, how you doing?
You having fun in there?
You want to know? Can I tell you something? You are the nicest Elvis fan we have met in the last hour and a half. You're just very nice.
We are.
What have you been saying?
Well, we're running into an awful lot of people that don't like us for some reason, and we can't understand why.
Where
we
you
don't
from?
Know.
Hey, boys, get lost, okay?
No.
Am scrape, fellas, just for a little while. I gave you a lollipop. Take a break.
Anyway, we just wanted to say that it was a pleasure meeting you.
You from a radio station?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we do a national radio show. And we wanted to give you a little nickname. Would you mind if for the rest of our trip here we called you Chicklet?
Okay.
There you go. All right.
Nice to meet you, Chicklet.
Okay.
We're going to be over there singing in just a second if you want to come watch us.
Okay.
There she is. That, now, she's a nice lady.
That's right. She
lady.
Doesn't mind our
hey,
questions.
Lady.
Hey, lady.
Let's do a break. You know, why is it we don't go looking for this kind of controversy?
I think what it is, Mr. Geronimo, is certain people just do not like the questions that we are asking.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the best of the Don and Mike Show.
We are back. Once again, not appreciated by the Elvis fans. Although I tell you what, the people at Shoney's certainly did seem to dig what we were doing. All the wonderful Shoney's employees.
I would like to once again thank Onika, who was just wonderful, who told us the Shaquille O'Neal story. It was that lady, for no reason at all, who told us to stick it and then flipped us off.
Now, we're back in the RV. We're waiting for Bobo Spiewak to go out and do his song. Buzz, you probably heard a little bit of the conversation that was going on outside the door. These three gentlemen came up.
Actually, I didn't hear much of it because we have the generators and the engine going and everything. But I believe the conversation started with Rob asking the gentleman about his bracelet. You know, his necklace, rather.
Yeah.
So it was good to make conversation among Elvis fans.
And how much
gorgeous necklace?
How much did he spend for his TCB necklace?
That's a real one. That was a $3,000 one.
Yeah.
And I understand that we have some more trouble afoot, Diana. Is there something else going on?
Well, I walked in on the tail end of this conversation that Rob was having with
Oh, Rob
guys.
Was having the conversation.
Let's go to Bobo Spiewak for the latest then. Bobo. Right.
I say, are you with these guys?
I said, yeah, why? He said, just hanging out. He said, because it says you've been harassing some of my people over at my mall over there. And I said, well...
Wait, is this from the lady, the get out lady?
It would seem to figure.
And, you know, let me just interrupt you for a second. I think Buzz... had it right on, you know, as we were walking away from the shopping center, Buzz said, this is too weird.
Yeah.
That every place we go to in Memphis, as soon as we walk in, and we are not conspicuous, even though you might think by the sound of what we're doing that we're conspicuous,
The fact that Rob is wearing the Elvis suit makes him the least conspicuous of the group.
Yeah, we really do not appear to be threatening to these people, but they, really, as soon as we walk into the shops, they're on top of us.
We're doing shows like WKRP did. We don't even have headphones on.
No, headphones. We're not loaded down with equipment. We're not wearing special clothing. Just, you know, we're dressed for the summer.
You know, we got a couple of pretty girls with us. We got Diana. We got Sherry. Sherry, who's wearing her Elvis the King shirt and her Elvis earrings.
Right. That's right. Trying to get in the spirit of things that I bought at that store.
And I would not say that we are in an attack mode, even.
No, so Buzz says, you know, it seems to me that they really must have our pictures up on the wall or must have put out some kind of propaganda saying that we were coming down again this year. So anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to interject, too, that we thought that, having Bobo in his Elvis costume would be our ticket to anywhere.
Well, as it turns out, though, they are coming up, all of the evil Elvis merchants, all the evil people that are making money off the death of Elvis. They're coming up to Bobo and talking to him like he's the emissary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bobo?
What did they say to you, Bobo? What was the deal?
They just said that, hold on, is it time?
I think this guy is now finished on stage. It might be your time. And since they want you on and gone.
Oh, let's go sing with Bobo then. Okay.
All right, good.
I guess en route we'll find out what happened. Bobo, now, what did Lester Tubbs say to you, whatever the guy's name is?
This is the song before mine, so we have one song now.
Okay, what did he say to you?
He'd prefer it if we didn't come over there anymore, and I asked if I could sing. He said, he wants me to sing. I said, can my buddy sing backup with me? He said, I don't want them over there anymore, but he wants for me to sing.
Did you ask him how come he doesn't want us over there singing with him? Oh, hold on.
Hold on. We got something here.
Hold on. Oh, it's the drone
jumpsuit guy.
The preacher.
Camouflage.
That we talked to before.
Preacher, are you doing some singing?
Well, I'm getting ready for my song.
Are you going to sing on stage?
I'm going to sing, and, you know, I usually do karaoke.
Hey, what is this you got here? What is this? Hello, test. Test, come in.
My hemorrhoids. Hello, test, 1, 2.
It's a little sing-along song you have.
Right, I'm thinking, I am Elvis's twin brother who was supposedly died at birth, but I did not die. I was raised by Jesuits.
Directed from the dead. Too bad that man didn't die at birth. We have some chiclets for you, sir. Enjoy your chiclets.
We'll mail them to you.
Offer me gum and not give me gum.
All right, well, someone give this guy his chiclets, please.
Give that guy some gum.
So anyway, the guy says basically he doesn't want us over there. Did he give you a reason, Rob?
Can you speak up, Rob?
Let's get angry here.
All right, he didn't want any trouble. Apparently there was some trouble here last night. And he said he didn't want to repeat effect. Of course, we weren't even here last night.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, you guys were at B.B. King's last night.
We were having a great time at B.B. King's. Somebody else wants a picture. You want a picture of
Elvis? You want a picture of the King? All right, here you go.
All right, go ahead.
Let me interview this lady.
Do your pose.
Hello, darling. Hi, what's your name?
Dana Dwoller.
Hi, where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
All right, take a picture of our Elvis. His name is Bobo.
Hello, darling.
Okay.
How does he rate on a scale of 10? How would you rate our Elvis?
Oh, definitely 10.
10?
Thank you, darling.
Are you thinking about putting that picture on Christmas cards? Or?
Definitely.
And your name, sir?
Frank Willis.
You a big Elvis fan, too?
Yes, I am.
Nice meeting you both. And oh, how about the youngsters? Let's get the little ones on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What do you like best about Elvis?
Every museum.
His
Elvis
music.
Museum?
Mm-hmm.
Or the museum?
Oh, the museum. Music.
The museum. Oh, the airplane museum. Yeah.
Shelby.
Hi, Shelby. Nice meeting you.
Hi.
Hi, Jamie. Listen, we wish we could talk. We're on now. We're going over there to sing. We'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keep hope alive, man. TCB.
So we might have a little trouble, but we're going to try to get up on stage and sing with our own Elvis Bobo.
I don't want to cause anybody any undue alarm, but I have just noticed that the Memphis Police Department is in fact here.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I don't want to have a problem with the cops again.
Now, is this where we go to perform down here?
Now, I thought you were next, Rob.
I think he might have flip-flopped the song. We might have one more song.
Well, who do we ask when you go
on? He has been spotted by the black-haired lady. The black-haired lady is headed back into her store.
Get out lady?
She's doing what?
Let me tell you something. We are 300 yards away from her store. Aren't we on some kind of public property, or is this still...
I imagine they own the parking lot.
Yeah, I think it's a private parking
lot. Yeah, they kind of own the parking lot, but boy, I think we ought to make an attempt to sing backup with Bobo. And Bobo, we have to find out when you're going to perform.
I'll go find out right
now. Can you go find out right now?
Sure.
Take the microphone with you. Go ahead, do it all on the air, Bobo.
Right.
Keep talking, Bobo.
You got it. I'm heading over to the stand right now. Gonna go ask the MC.
Bobo's appeared.
Okay, I'm looking right now at the book.
Here he comes.
Should be next, according to their
You're
book.
Next? You're next?
But next.
He's next.
He's next, ma'am.
He's next, man. Do we have to break again?
We could, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to break already. I think if we lose this moment...
there's a chance that we could be shut down.
Okay.
I think we should stay with it.
And my glasses have just broken.
Oh, my God.
Like the Vincent Van Gogh of glasses.
This is a bad omen. His glasses have broken.
Now, did you tell the guy, did you tell Lester Tubbs or whatever his name is, did you tell him that we didn't cause the problems last night here?
No, I don't know. He didn't imply that. He just said he doesn't want any more trouble.
I think the way we play this, gang, is that when you're ready, Rabe, we simply follow you up onto the stage and you go to it.
And we will back him up.
We'll back him up. We
as
will
respectfully
be,
as possible.
We will be the Jordanaires. We won't say anything about Elvis's colon.
40 pounds, though, in case anybody asks you.
Chalky.
You know, the amazing thing is we haven't said anything about them knocking Elvis's teeth out.
All right, now, are you ready for Bobo?
Yep.
Are you next, Bobo?
There's even a
come
little
on,
platform
Bobo.
For you
come
guys
on,
to stand on. Your own little stage.
Encore!
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, he's doing an encore.
Is he doing an encore?
Nope, it's time for Bobo.
Bobo.
Bobo, your turn.
All right, do it, Bobo.
Yay, Bobo.
Bobo,
do
go
it,
for
Bobo.
It. All right, here we go.
All right.
Yes. We're part of the singing. We're...
Excuse me? Why? Why?
Oh,
why,
my goodness,
why,
a little language.
Why can't we sing with our friend?
Oh, dear.
What do you mean we're not on the... We're his background singers, sir.
I don't care who you are, you're not going to get on the stage.
Here.
I'll be glad to talk to the policeman.
Sure.
I've got, nothing against the Memphis police. Hi, sir. We're his backup singers. All we want to do is join him in song.
We can't back him up?
Why? We are part of his program. Sure. All right. Let's step over with the police.
Well, it looks like we're not going to be able to back Bobo up on stage.
Well, we at least got
to
hear him.
We wanted to hear him sing. We don't know whether we can do that or not.
Oh, now listen to this. He's going to be singing. We're not even going to be able to hear it on the show.
We're a Don and Mike show on Westwood One Radio Network.
We do a national radio show. We're on the air right now. Yes, you are. And
all we wanted to do on this show was back up that gentleman who is part of our show, who I think is doing a fantastic job of impersonating the King of Rock and Roll.
All we do want to do is get on stage with him and sing. That's all.
Here's the manager.
Okay, he's just the officer pushed the microphone away.
It says Bobo. The name on the list says Bobo. That's him, and we're his backup singer. No,
we blew it. When we signed up, we should have said Bobo with backup, but we didn't do that. Can we just sort of point our microphones over to hear Bobo sing?
Can
is
we
that
listen
okay?
to him sing?
Just to hear him sing before we get out of here? Is that okay?
I prefer that you did not because of the way you came in my store.
Ma'am, all we did was walk in your store and ask the name of the store. That's all we did.
That really is the truth. That is all we did.
You asked me a bunch of questions and wouldn't leave when I asked you to leave.
I asked you if you had the Elvis toothpick holder. I didn't ask.
Well, that was the store. That was the clerk that we asked that of.
Hey, old man, don't push me, old man. Don't push me, old man. Don't push me, old man.
Hold on.
We'll be glad to move out.
All right, then head on out.
All right.
All right.
See you in hell.
All right. All right. Well, once again, in the background, we can hold our microphone.
Can you listen
up.
To Bobo?
That's Bobo in the background.
We got a little bit of it before. He's doing great. The crowd's with
him.
He really
doing
is doing
job.
Well.
There are now three Memphis police cars here.
And he's got the moves, if you can see him dancing.
Daryl is running. Daryl is running over here.
What?
I don't know why.
What? Daryl, I can't hear you. What, Daryl?
Hear Bobo fine.
Bobo's got his microphone up there, and it sounds great. Now, are you mixing it? Were you able to hear us and them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we can actually hear Bobo. We can walk over here while Bobo's
right,
on.
Hey, you hear me, old man? I'll see you in hell.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
The old man did not like the microphone
that
in his
old
face.
The old guy would scream something, and I would simply put the microphone in his face, and then he would punch the microphone out of the way.
While we were doing all that, Diana grabbed my mic, and so that's how we're picking up Bobo right now.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so he's got a mic, and you can hear him. And he was doing very well.
These people are...
Let's wait for Bobo to finish up.
These people are hostile.
Well,
the thing that we got to remember next year is we got to have Bobo and friends. the cop, like the poor Memphis cop, like I could tell the cop didn't want to get into this with us. He says, "What did it say?" Well, it said Bobo. Well, if it didn't say Bobo and friends, all right, here.
So that was the technicality that they wouldn't let you go up and sing on.
Hi, Diana.
Oh my God, what idiot is this?
Oh, his belt's coming off.
My belt fell.
Oh, your belt fell off.
Bobo, a beautiful performance.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was a little unnerving because, you know, I think even the crowd knows because the crowd wasn't even into it. And that's the easiest crowd in the world.
Yeah.
So I guess we got to leave this area now.
After you guys left, I was standing there and I had the microphone. I wanted to see if we could pick up some of Bobo. And the lady goes to the cops. Well, she's got to go, too. She's with them. I said, well, I just want to just try to mic. We came all the way from Washington. We want to get some of this. I don't care. You just take your little... out of here. You're the lay out of here.
Oh, dear.
Wow. So, ma'am, I'm not being disrespectful for you. I don't know why I have to be disrespectful to me.
You know, I'll say this, that yes, we do like making fun about Elvis and the fact that he choked on his own vomit when he died and they just
plunked his teeth out.
He had to plunk his teeth out. He did have a 40-pound colon and he did love his liquid Demerol and he did love the kit and he did almost kill Hamburger James. But we haven't said any of that.
No, we
haven't. Except for the 40-pound colon question.
That's right.
And another thing is
we've been on our best behavior today.
There is no bigger Elvis fan than me. And you just need to have a slice of reality with it, please.
Absolutely.
And won't there be more media here on Tuesday? They'll be doing the same thing, won't they? Going through the stores and stuff like that?
Yeah, except I think it all gets back to Buzz Burbank. There he is, Mr. Journalist. I think that really, you know, we talk all the time about how they got our names on a list at Graceland.
Right.
I think that they are laying in wait for us this year. Do you know that the cops showed up here within 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was obvious to me that they were waiting for us, that they, as soon as we went into the store, they had this game plan. It's almost like a civil defense plan that they've got going on here, and they're going nuts.
Hey, you know, we do have three fans here. Boys.
Come on over here, boys.
Come here, boys.
Come on over.
These are the only guys that appreciate us. Come here, boys. What's your name? What's your name? What, do you think we're evil now, too?
Maybe.
Now they've turned the children on us.
You know, the children were our last hope, Mike.
We've lost the crowd.
They were with you from the beginning.
They loved it when the woman said that you should shove it.
Yes, they truly enjoyed that.
Somewhere between there and now, we've lost them. You know, the children are our hope for a future.
I would like to also point out Memphis's finest. There was even a slightly nicer attitude last year with the police.
Right.
They seem to be a little more hostile than normal.
You have to remember, Graceland being the tourist attraction it is, I think the management of Graceland, and that includes the people who own these shops, have a big voice here in this town.
Absolutely.
You death mongers!
Oh, God.
You're making money off the death of Elvis!
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Death mongers!
Get him on the RV.
Let's get out of here, guys.
Let's hit the road, baby.
Come on, everybody out. Diana, get in the car. Come on, we're beating out of here. Get in the car now. Death mongers! We'll get back in our RV. We'll get out of here. We'll just go down the road.
Go down the road a piece.
Yeah, hold on. How do you shut this door? Wait a minute. All right.
All right.
Take the wheel, Diana.
Let's get out of here.
Take the wheel. Let's burn rubber, baby. Well, it's an adventure.
It's always an adventure in Memphis, Tennessee, and so far we are still on the air.
We will be... We're still on, right? They haven't cut the plug?
No, we're okay.
We will be right back.
Bit Laden with Quacking Topicality. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Well, we've just been sitting here during the commercials trying to figure out which is worse. A couple of guys that come down to Memphis and try to give you a slice of Americana one day a year, or someone who makes money off a dead man 365 days a year.
I think you can answer that question.
Color Me Guilty is the guy that's just trying to entertain one day out of the year.
And, you know, it really occurs to me, you know, we have this happen to us every year, and there really is no reason for it. The colon question aside, we have...
You know, I like to think the colon question has become our trademark.
It's our signature.
Our standard, yes.
And, you know, we try to have fun with these people, but the store owners, they don't seem to want to have any part of it. The people, most of the people that are patrons down here, seem to enjoy being interviewed.
All right, let's hit it, Daryl. We're now leaving this location. All right, you're clear on this side, baby. This is a first for the show now. Broadcasting as we drive down Elvis Presley Boulevard.
As we can hear the sound of the karaoke.
As we leave the evil Deathmongers Mall. And look at that now, four Memphis police cars back there. For our little radio show.
I believe they were waiting for us.
And the woman that's standing right by the one police officer, guess who it is? Your friend. Stick it up yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right over there, yeah.
She's there now, too?
She's consulting with one of them right now as a witness, probably.
Oh,
yes,
dear.
That's right.
They asked me how much Elvis's colon weighed at the time of his death.
Well, let's get this little rig out of here.
Hey, Daryl, hit the horn. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Coming through.
This is like being in the Partridge Family.
Coming through. How you doing? How you doing? Hello? 40 pounds.
We are on Elvis Presley Boulevard in our giant RV.
Hey, guys, there it is right there across the street to my left. It's Graceland.
Oh, with plenty of security.
And there we go. Daryl now passing a tour bus. Hello, Graceland! 40-pound calling!
We are going by the Elvis hemorrhoid wall now.
And we're making our way to our next mobile location. Hey, look at all the pretty lights in Graceland.
Isn't that pretty? They got it all dolled up real nice, don't they? With all sorts of colored lights on the lawn.
We're moving now past the podiatrists, moving past Lightning Burger. You'll remember this from our show last year.
Stop drooling, Robbie.
And we're moving into the parking lot of the King Mart, which is the cut-rate version of 7-Eleven down here in Memphis.
All right.
And there, of course, the Days Inn. You remember, we found out last year, Willard Scott, the last celebrity to stay at the Days Inn, that has Elvis movies 24 hours a day.
And a guitar-shaped swimming pool.
That's right.
Enjoy.
And after Willard stayed there, I wonder if they sold the sheets.
And here we go, pulling into our reserve spot. You know, we were so tricky this year. We knew that we'd be kicked out of the first place. We knew that they'd call the cops. So we got a second location.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, we're going mobile, as the Who once sang.
All right.
All right. The van has stopped. Everybody out.
Here we go. Ready.
Last stop. Oh, and Sherry, hey, thank you for picking me up these beautiful Elvis pencils.
Oh, I thought you might like them.
Mike?
Oh.
There you go. I haven't even been throwing any pencils at you.
Thank you.
Today.
Road pencils.
Hey, can we go inside the King Mart?
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's go see what's happening inside the King Mart. And then I think in the next break, Mike and I are going to try the impossible.
That's right.
As we try to break through the Graceland security to broadcast from Elvis's gravesite.
Who knows what will happen?
All right, now if this truck from Arkansas will get out of the way. How you doing, guys? Just fine. You here for Elvis Death Day?
No, we're not. We're here for work.
For work? What do you do down here?
Pipeline.
Hi, you guys. My name is Don. This is my friend Mike.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show, fellas. Thanks for talking to us.
Doing a radio show. You guys, you want to take our standard Elvis quiz? Okay. At the time of his death, how much did Elvis's colon weigh?
This is our Elvis. Now, here's a guy that enjoys the joke.
The first guy today that smiled when we said that.
Some of the Elvis fans don't like that.
Pounds. Oh, you know, give this guy some chiclets. You are so damn close. It's 40 pounds.
Is that right?
40 pounds.
40 pounds at the time of his death. And
I was going to say 40.
He was going to say 40. Hey, lay on the horn on this Silverado for me one time. Oh, no,
the
horn?
Horn's busted.
That man nice needs, meeting you guys. We'll see you later.
Some chiclets.
Bye-bye. Yeah, on the air right now.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, we'll see you guys
later.
Hi, everybody. Hey, did you check out the attractive scar on his forehead?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if he's been a knife fight or what.
Good teeth, though.
No, you know, he did have relatively good teeth.
Nice choppers.
And now we're going inside the King's Mart.
But they do sell souvenirs here.
The Elvis Presley fast food store.
Yeah,
convenience store.
They do have some... Oops, excuse me, ma'am.
Oh, they do have some nice Elvis stuff in here, don't they?
This is the attractive... Elvis hat with the different surreal poses of the king. We've got the Memphis t-shirt with the Memphis City line.
Ah, that's pretty. And let's see, who's our host at the King Mart? Hi, what's your name for national radio, sir? What's your name?
Ali.
Ali?
Ali,
Ali, yeah. Ali, Ali income free?
All right, Ali.
Ali, yeah.
Ali, how you doing, Ali?
Well, I'm doing fine.
You selling lots of Elvis stuff today, Ali?
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Good for you, Ali.
Nice talking to you, Ali.
You have a magic with these convenience stores, and would you have stopped anybody if they were stealing, incidentally?
Mike, you know I would have, because that's the kind of guy that I am. Now, here's a guy who is really, really doing something that I don't know if I can condone.
Wow.
He's working a big barbecue grill, and as you can see, he's about 10 feet away from the gasoline pumps. Perhaps we could, and can you, if you stand right here... You get the mixed smell of gasoline and fumes.
That's very interesting. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what are you barbecuing here today?
I am barbecuing some half a pound and quarter pound beef burgers, deluxe beef burgers.
You realize that those are gasoline pumps, like 10 feet from you.
That's right. I realize that.
Okay. All right, just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Try to keep the sparks down to a minimum, sir.
Yeah, I won't spoil everything.
Okay, yeah, good. We'd hate for you to blow up our RV. Now we're back out on the Elvis Presley Boulevard. Now what we're going to be doing is making the walk down to the other set of Elvis Presley stores, the other little shopping mall that we've been kicked out of many times. And as a matter of fact, I think it was right up here, Mike, by the Heartbreak Hotel restaurant where we had the big run-in with the mage and the woman from last year. You remember her, guys? The woman with the bra?
And the chicklet.
She was wonderful at first and then slowly and steadily grew hostile. And that was another taste of the Memphis police that we had.
Now, what we're going to do is get into the stores, walk around, talk to some of the people. Then you and I, very sneakily, very low-key, we will simply walk through the main gates of Graceland.
That's right.
With Rob as our diversion.
Absolutely.
We figure that all eyes will be on Bobo Presley.
And they won't notice that we have our secret microphones.
And then it's a lifelong fantasy come true as we broadcast from the spot where they buried Elvis.
We hope to bring it all to you without any interruption.
The spot where they planted Elvis.
That's right.
The spot where the maggots are eating his eyeballs.
Oh, God.
The spots where his bones have rotted and decayed.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
The spots where the spiders are climbing around in the remnants of that 40-pound colon.
Do you think there's anything left of that 40-pound colon?
Only one way to find out, Mike, as the mage would say, exhume the body.
Dig it up.
All right, here's the Heartbreak Hotel restaurant. Man, you know, for being that, being the day before Elvis' death day, it is super dead here.
Things have really quieted down. In years past, it's been a lot more happening.
Now here's the this is Sincerely Elvis, another one of the great Elvis junk shops. And then right up here, Rob, isn't this where people buy their tickets to go on the tour of Graceland?
That's right, to go over to the mansion.
Now we're actually going to be able to hear some Elvis music in a moment.
Oh, yeah, right up here by the Bijou Theater.
Now, this shop looks a lot more upscale than the ones over in the last shopping center. This has a lot of good Elvis clothing, you know?
Yeah, look at it. But that store is empty, Sherry, but the store that had the Elvis junk...
That's true.
That was piled with people.
And that's the store we broadcast from a couple of years ago when we had, the first Memphis riot.
Oh, right, yeah, 2 years ago now. That's a while. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Hey. Hey, we're on the radio.
Oh man.
We just dropped your ice cream cone.
Oh, that's too bad. That looked like a good one, too.
Still good.
That was not good. Look at
it. Oh, man.
Oh, sure it's good.
What was that, just vanilla and chocolate?
Elvis will prove it to you.
May I?
there you go.
Oh,
good cone.
This is Bobo Elvis. He'll eat anything, sir.
Yeah.
It's good cone.
Bad. I think he just proved that to you.
I saw a guy called Travis today in the car park at a shot taken. My God, he's a dead spit for Elvis.
You know, I'm guessing from talking to you that you're Australian.
That's correct. Yeah.
From Sydney?
No, from Brisbane, Australia.
Brisbane.
Yeah, what are you doing here? You a big Elvis fan?
I'm traveling through the Midwest and back up through the Smoky Mountains chain up to Washington, then on to New York.
So are you a big Elvis fan, or are you like us, or are you just here to look at all the weirdos?
I'm just here to look at all the weirdos.
Oh, God, hey, we found one of our own kind.
All right, way
to
go.
Nice to meet you, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Gotta love those Aussies.
And Rob Spiewak, there will be a little something extra in your envelope this week. Do you know, when that ice cream fell on the ground, all I had to do was look at Rob. And he looked back, and the look said, "You want me to eat that?"
It was a magic moment.
Yes, and he did.
How did it taste?
Way to go, Bobo.
How did it taste, Bobo?
Creamy and vanilla.
Hi, ladies. Would you like to meet Elvis? Here he is right here. Are you big Elvis fans? Where are you from?
I don't know. He looks kind of young to be Elvis, right?
He's the young Elvis.
Oh, the young Elvis.
Elvis in training, EIT.
Oh, okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Johnson City.
Where's that?
That's like the other end of Tennessee.
So you're locals?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing down here? What do you plan on doing tonight here?
We don't know. We just got a treat. We didn't know we could go up there and see his grave site.
Let me ask you a question about the grave, because we're going to be going up. Did you go in there?
Yeah.
When we were here before, they had this this big tribute to Elvis. It was a big, like you see our guy here, Bobo Spiewak. It was a body about as big as his, made out of flowers. And on the top of it, they had a very little head. It almost looked like Beetlejuice.
Did they have that this year?
No.
Are there any good flower displays?
There's one made out of daisies. It's huge. It's like a hound dog. I don't know. It's spray painted and everything.
Can't wait to get in there. Are you guys both Elvis fans?
Just her.
Just her. So you're like us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm normal.
She's becoming an Elvis fan.
Nice meeting you both.
Nice meeting you.
Has anybody ever given you the nickname Chicklet?
No.
Consider it done. Nice meeting you. Oh, you know what? I feel bad. Did you see that,
yeah,
Sherry?
Yeah, she knew it. Yeah, she touched her teeth.
When I called her Chicklet, Sherry stuffed
in. Touched her teeth.
She touched her teeth.
Those rather prominent teeth.
Oh, dear. Oh,
didn't
she knew.
Didn't have far to reach.
She knew.
She's in the know.
You know, I can safely say we have never been this far down in this little strip shopping center.
We had always been kicked out before this point.
We have picked a good time to come in here. But I just saw a lady come walking out of the store that made eye contact with me. She was wearing one of those white shirts with the name tags. And the look that she gave me said, I am familiar with you guys.
Uh-oh, you mean it could be happening again?
I'm not sure. I don't want to get too paranoid. But
I hear a siren. I hope that's not for us, Mike.
I hope so, too.
If it's one of Memphis's finest, no.
Nope, it's just an ambulance like the one that took Elvis
away.
To the
perhaps
trauma
one to
center.
The trauma center. The Elvis Presley trauma center.
Memorial trauma center.
Do you think that's funny? No.
Have a chiclet.
No. Can we get into Steve Lisa Marie's airplane?
No, our limit is at this gate right here.
Oh, this
we
is as far as we
street.
Go?
But this right, we can't go any further
let's
away.
Let's do this. Let's cross the street. Let's stand at the gates of Graceland.
All right.
And then that's the point when we have to bid adieu to Sherry and Buzz. And that's when Mike and I and Bobo will attempt to scale the wall and get inside Graceland.
All right. That's going to be the big move.
Now, do we jaywalk or do we wait for the light here?
Well, considering the traffic, jaywalking would probably be life-threatening in this case.
We could try the jaywalking. Come on now. Hey, you ever see that movie, The Program?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, guys. Here we go. Crossing the street now. Elvis Crossing. Elvis Crossing.
Hey, man.
You know, Rob, it's like having the Pope walk with us.
In a twisted way, yes.
I believe traffic is slowing down for the king of rock and roll named Bobo.
Car stop. Elvis Crossing. Oh, hold on. No, this guy's not stopping.
Rock and roll has a new king.
That guy would run Elvis down.
And
it wouldn't matter.
His name is Bobo.
Here we go.
All right,
almost
ready?
Across the street. All right, everybody hold hands.
Let's
now.
Go.
Here we go.
All right.
All right. We have officially made it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are standing right outside of Casa Elvis.
We are at the Elvis graffiti wall. We refer to it, of course, as the Elvis hemorrhoid wall.
Now, Diana was telling me, Bobo, that earlier today, she was looking and she could not find
we
the spot
looked.
On the wall that said Elvis cured my hemorrhoids.
We both looked because we had no trouble finding it last year.
Well, let's see if we can find it and see what other fabulous graffiti we have on the wall.
Now, we are right. For those of you who are big Elvis fans, listen to this. You know what that's the sound of? That's the sound of me rubbing my finger against Beatrice Arthur's chin. No, that's the sound of the wall
right.
at Graceland.
And you know, it's the same sound of Elvis's colon at the time of his death.
Chalky.
That's chalky and impacted.
That's the wall right there. What we're doing now is walking up and down, pacing in front. It's a big, like, a half-mile stone and brick wall.
With jagged rocks up on top so none of Elvis's fans could hop over and see him at night. Get her!
It runs the stretch of Elvis Presley Boulevard in front of his place.
Yeah, and we, a long time ago, found the Elvis Cured My Hemorrhoids somewhere on this wall, and I wonder if somebody's written over it.
All right, let's see if we can find it real quick, because we got to go to break. Then you and I, Mike, have got to get in there. What is this? Elvis is a moron.
Oh, my God.
Elvis is a Mormon.
Mormon. Hold on. I thought that was hemorrhoids. It's cream horns for Elvis.
I don't know what a cream is. Are you familiar with what a cream horn is?
No. I'm guessing it has a lot of butter in it.
I think it was how Elvis said he wanted some cream corn. Where's my cream horn, man?
Cream horn, baby.
And Butch.
Elvis Forever, Johnny Angel, Elvis, I love you.
R.I.P. Elvis.
Elvis lives. Elvis, we love and miss you. You know, I think that someone may have taken it off the wall. Will someone get me a can of spray paint, please?
There's another one that says, Elvis is just a man.
Hold on, here's a great one. Elvis is a jelly donut. Your mama was a giraffe heart. Don't talk about the man.
Yeah, that's somebody who wrote the graffiti that says Elvis was a jelly donut, and then somebody who's giving the graffiti response, which is your mama.
It's like a very, very, very primitive computer bulletin board.
Elvis, where have you been? Well, take a look inside, my friend.
Elvis, me want be on you wall.
Viva Las Vegas.
You know, I'm very partial to the mutant drawings of the TCB lightning bolt, too.
Yeah.
And Mike, over here, Laura, Mike, and Baby were here.
Perhaps that's prophetic.
What is this?
Lisa Marie was here with Michael Jackson.
Now someone wrote Lisa Marie was here with Michael Jackson.
That's witty.
Elvis is the king. Elvis is Jesus. We miss you tonight. Elvis was here. You know what? It's gone. It wasn't this far down.
No, it wasn't.
It is gone. We will have to make it. What, Buzz?
The only man I respect, Elvis.
Unless you wrote that after you wrote the Blues Club, didn't you?
I find that so sad.
You know what? I think we should write two things on this wall. I think we should get a Sharpie or a can of spray paint, and I will write, Elvis cured my hemorrhoids, and then perhaps Mike can write, I'm naked without cash. I have seen the light. Thank you, Elvis.
I'd like to write something.
What would you like to write, Bobo?
Elvis was naked and aroused.
Well, that's it, guys. We are to the end of the wall, and I am sad to say that it indeed is not up.
We have just taken a little walking tour of the Elvis strip mall and then the hemorrhoid wall.
What, Buzz, you find something?
I was just saying, I think I had found a space for you to write that if you have your Sharpie with you. Yeah, here are a couple of good areas right in here.
Okay. Guard them with your life.
All we'll do a break. We'll come right back. We'll start the next break. I'll write on the wall, Elvis cured my hemorrhoids. Mike can write, I'm naked without cash. Then we go inside. This is where the Elvis show gets great, folks. This is where we make radio history. Sure, we were screwed with by the Elvis merchants. Sure, they didn't want Bobo to sing a song.
No.
But the last thing they want us to do is to put our feet on Graceland property.
We're going to do it next.
I promise you this. Coming up next, stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the best of the Don and Mike show.
Mike and I are going to put the microphones in our pockets.
Okay, that's going to happen in about 30 seconds
here. So I guess what you'll be hearing is the sound of the microphone brushing against my genitalia.
What an exciting sound that's going to be, too.
There's not going to be much room in that pocket, I'll tell you that, folks.
We are coming up to the front gate of Graceland as we speak, about to walk onto the grounds of Elvis's house.
Mike, microphones in pocket.
Go.
Blue, we're in. Take it out.
We've made it. We have made it inside the gates of Graceland.
I think you lost your windscreen. Oh, there it is.
I'm just putting that on right now.
Hey, pretty slick, pretty smooth.
That was smooth. We are walking up the street to Elvis's house.
I tell you what, baby, this has made the past 5 trips totally worthwhile.
I'll tell you something right now. The cover of darkness is helping us a little bit.
Yeah, as we broadcast now, it's starting to get dark here in Memphis. It's also very overcast. Very cloudy. They've had some rain. They've got the lights on. You can hear the crickets.
Now, when we approach the Elvis fans, I think we have to be a little quiet here.
Watch out, Mike. Here is another guard.
Right on the count of 3, microphones in pocket.
1, 2. Oh, hold on. Let's get a little closer. All right. We are almost to the guard. Microphones in pocket. 1, 2, 3. So easy.
So fun. This is the most daring thing we have done at Graceland. We are sneaking into Elvis's grave.
Can I tell you something? I enjoyed the feeling of putting the microphone deep in my pocket also.
Combined with the excitement of breaking the Elvis wall, it now, must be an orgasmic experience.
Breaking the wall, incidentally, much like breaking his teeth.
Now we're walking by some fans.
Hey, there's the house, Mike. There is Graceland. That is it. That's the house where Elvis did his stuff.
We are right on the front lawn of Elvis's mansion, and they don't know we're in here.
What if those Elvis merchants knew?
They would be going nuts. There's another guard.
With that, get out, lady, be upset.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we got to put the microphones in our pocket.
We're going to take care of the guard before
a
you.
A diversion?
Oh, okay, all right.
All right. Okay.
Then perhaps the microphones don't even have to be put in the pockets.
I think you're absolutely right.
Turn the corner using Rob Spiewak as a cover.
We are now making our way to the gravesite. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here.
This is. Oh God! Look at the big flowers in the shape of the hound dog.
That is the hound dog flower. True fans for Elvis. It is very solemn and very subtle. We are looking at Elvis's pool.
Oh, hey, that's a nice pool. That's a good pool.
Yes, it is.
This is wonderful, Grandma. You'll love this.
Hey, where is the actual gravesite? Where is he buried?
I think the gravesite is around the corner.
You guys realize?
Elvis said he saw angels at this site, and that's why he's buried here.
Tell you what, there are 2 angels here right now. Check. Make that 3 as we prepare to make history. We've crossed the wall. We are now approaching Elvis's
gravesite.
Okay, there's a guard. Diana told me there's a guard.
Okay.
Time for another diversion.
Cover. How about we go around the other way? We'll go around the other way, Mike. Come on, we'll go around this way. Grandma, the flowers are so beautiful. It's Elvis as you always remembered him.
We're looking for the oversized body with the pixie-like head.
The Beetlejuice tribute to Elvis.
I'm trying to see, where is the guard?
Right over there to your left, Mike.
Okay.
And if you'll follow me, Mike,
we are here.
There is, who's Minnie Mae Presley?
A relative?
There is Elvis's grave. Elvis Aaron Presley.
Let's read it.
Elvis Aaron Presley, January 8th, 1935, August 16th, 1977, Vernon Elvis Presley. Gladys.
Love for Presley.
And Lisa Marie Presley.
We are standing at the grave.
We have done it.
It's amazing. We
My
have made
career
it.
As a broadcaster has now come full circle. Diana, you realize that this is it?
This is actually it. I'm a little teary-eyed.
It is an emotional moment for me. I am fighting with all of my marrow not to burst into laughter. When you come here and you are right at the gravesite, this is where the serious folks are. These people, if they caught us laughing, they would kill.
All I'd like to say is, okay, let's out. Out where? Which way? Go. Okay. Dayton is a game let grown-ups play. All right. Now, under the cover of darkness, we're going to try to... Uh-oh, I see him talking into his walkie-talkie. We might have to go into the act about Grandma. Okay. You turn the corner. Security guard. Okay. And Grandma, the pictures of Elvis are beautiful. The flowers will make you wish that you were here. Yes, sir.
We're making a tape for our grandmother because we're doing a...
We were trying to be very quiet.
All right, I was checking to see if you were media.
No.
I was fixed to say, it's media group, okay.
No. No, sir. We'll be glad to leave now. We're making a tape for our grandmother.
We just wanted to go by the gravesite. We're leaving now anyway.
I understand. We'll see it.
If that's okay. So we're done anyway.
All right, let's turn it off now.
All right.
I want to say just something to her.
Yeah, you say something to her.
I really wish you were here to share this with us because I know it's something that you've lived for a long time, and I wish you were here.
It's very pretty. Very, very pretty.
We're just making a tape for our grandmother.
We can't. Can we turn it off?
Okay.
I'll turn it off. My sister, hey. How do you turn this thing off?
I don't know. Do you have a flashlight?
Grandma will be right back.
You've got the best of Don and Mike.
Keep going along.
And when I wake up in the morning, to feel it.
Don and Mike, WKFK.
Willing to go that extra mile for our listeners.
We got one late, you know.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks so much for listening to the best of Don and Mike. Today it's all Elvis all day. We're replaying for the first time our August broadcast from Memphis. At this point, Don and Mike have been inside Graceland and actually broadcast from the Elvis gravesite. So in this next segment, they return to the safety of the RV. It's more adventures from Graceland right here on the best of Don and Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just achieved the impossible.
We have broadcasted from the grave.
We have broadcasted from the grave.
Of Elvis Aaron Presley.
Sure, we lied. We said that we're not with the media. We said we were making a tape for our sick grandmother.
I want to walk you folks through exactly what happened there. We went through the gate. There was a security guard. Halfway up the driveway to Elvis's gravesite, there was another security guard. As you turned to make it into the gravesite, there was a security guard. And at the gravesite itself, there was another security guard.
When Bill Clinton goes to take a pee, he doesn't have as many secret security guys around.
I have never seen anything like that. It was absolutely amazing. And And then the last guy finally got hip to the fact that we were talking into the microphones. This all happened when we were standing at the grave.
Right in front of his freaking grave.
And then he came over, called reinforcements in with his buddies, and that's when we went into the spin control with the grandmother story.
Although, you know what, I'll say this. Right before we had to break it there, Diana picked up the microphone and she said, I want to say something to Grandma. I wish you were here. And then I said, Grandma, we'll be right back. After that, after they cut the microphone,
right.
The guard says, let me know when you're back from commercial.
So they were hip to exactly what we were doing. And we just turned the, you know, we just got our equipment working again, but we did have to shut it down. And as we came out of the gate, we fired up the equipment once again. And we thought right up until the last second as we were walking through the gate that they might confiscate our equipment.
You know, that is something, I guess, akin to, I don't know, breaking out of Alcatraz, perhaps when the Berlin Wall was still erect, you know, and quite an erection, incidentally, that Berlin Wall.
It was a wonderful erection, and I'll tell you something, man.
You know, jumping the wall and making it the freedom.
I will tell you something, after being dumped on by these Elvis Gestapo police for 5 years, it is gratifying to get one over on those people.
Man, I just wish that my dream could have come true. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to take a whiz in there. But I guess that that's not going to happen. Hey, all right, come on, guys.
We're jaywalking.
Time to cross the street.
Here we go.
Let's get back. Let's share the good news with Buzz and Sherry.
We did it.
That's right. Mission accomplished.
We crossed the barrier. We went where no one has gone before.
We broadcast from Elvis's grave. We kept our equipment.
If they ever knew, they would have had the Memphis police there, but they didn't even get a chance. We duped them.
Open the door to the RV.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
We did it.
That's right.
We were
right
successful.
There. All right.
We were successful.
Right in front of the grave. That's right.
We did it.
Uh-huh. We read it. Elvis Aaron Presley. Hey, and who is Mimar or Minnie Pearl? Who is that?
Minnie Mae. That's Vester's, Vernon's sister.
Vestal Virgins.
Oh, boy, did I just get flipped out. Did you see? There goes a Memphis cop with his lights on.
Oh, my God.
I was crossing the street, and I saw him coming down. I was like, ah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
we
that is a fight.
Yeah!
Woo! That's right. Live from inside Memphis.
Boy, I can't believe it. We had to go through 5 security guards, and they were all looking for guys just like us.
Now, the only thing that I think would be a problem would be, of course, if my grandma ever really does happen to get sick. Oh, wait, what am I saying? My grandma's dead. I got nothing to worry about.
Man.
If she does get sick, you've got a tape you can send to her.
I guess so.
At one point, the security guard that was right at the little walkway to the grave, and that's when Bobo and Diana did the best diversion, because that's when we snuck in, because you could really see it. There was more light up there. And they talked to the security guard, and we just whisked right in there.
Buzz and Sherry, I know that you couldn't monitor that. We went to total radio silence during that break. We didn't even want them to pick up a blip of a transmitter. We went in there. When they asked us what we were doing, we told them we were making a tape for our grandma. And as we walked around the flowers, whenever someone would walk by us, we'd say, Grandma, the flowers are so beautiful.
Yeah, and
Come on. So we had to lie. So what?
You have to do what you have to do occasionally.
You know, they've kicked us out. They've stepped on us over the last 5 years.
This was our sweetest revenge, because we got in there without having those Elvis police jump all over.
Open the door to the RV. I'll kick that door open. Do you hear me? We did it. We broadcast from his grave. That's right. Don and Mike, purveyors of the truth. We speak the truth, you death merchants. We did it. We stood there right in front of the grave. You hear me? And my grandma's dead. She's not even sick. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now,
oh, man.
Now, at this point, I think it would be, it'd probably be good to just turn off the satellite and go home.
Yeah, but we got a show. We got more show to do.
We got over an hour to go. What we're going to do is, hey, Daryl, fire this baby up. Let's get out of here. Let's go down and get the town car right now.
Let's go.
Let's go mobile, baby. What we're going to do is take the RV down and change it.
Right.
We're going to get inside our purple Lincoln town car.
As death-defying as the last stunt was, I feel that the next segment may very well be more deadly.
That's right. I will be driving.
Oh, my God.
Mike and Rob A., shotgun. Diana, Buzz, Sherry, in the back seat along with Diana.
It's a road trip, gang.
We're going to Lightning Burgers with Elvis Presley, of course, as played by Bobo Spiewak.
And then we have a super special surprise.
As a matter of fact, I don't see why we can't make a tour of a whole bunch of spots up and down Elvis Presley Boulevard. The Days Inn Motel that they kicked us out of last year.
Absolutely.
All right, Daryl, back this baby out. Oh, God, was that a sweet moment,
man, Mike? that was our revenge for all the times that they had given us the hard time. And it was just a masterful. I really felt like we were doing some sort of covert operation.
Hey.
We were. That's right. We were.
Watch out. We're going the wrong way here, Daryl.
He's got to do a Yui here.
I like it's like yelling down the line.
Got to do a Yui. All right. Turn this baby around. You hear me? We did it. We got in there. We broadcast from the grave. We are the media. We're media. You hear me? God, what a day.
We did it.
What a day. You know, it's almost worth all the BS with the RV and the air conditioning not working.
Absolutely.
All right, turn it around now, Daryl.
All right.
Daryl, quite the accomplished driver, huh?
Yeah.
It's a 27-foot RV.